My name is Kim Cook, and I'm the president of the Arts Council of New Orleans. I arrived May 1st of 2013. Most recently, I came from Los Angeles. I'm originally from San Francisco, but I did spend a great deal of time on the East Coast, including coming to New Orleans for a major project in 2010, where I met so many incredible people, truly like characters out of a book, I have to say. And I thought this magical city and these wonderful people could be just so incredible to engage with. So the way that I've conceptualized the Arts Council is in three areas: people, place, and artists. For me, people is where those who are not professionals express or experience art. It's where we're inspired. And it is my fundamental belief that creative expression is embedded in being human. And I also believe firmly that we're all in the act of creating our own lives. That's a narrative. That's a creative process. When we're talking about place, the long version of that would be civic design and urban aesthetics. So it's about design solutions for community problems and not solely about things to do with sculpture or painting. So street signs, as a newcomer, even when you're using your GPS on your phone and it says turn left at Orleans and you're going down Broad Street and there's no sign, I don't know for sure if I'm in the right place. So I'm not saying that the Arts Council is going to run around and plant street signs. I'm simply saying that art can also be about design solutions in the community. Artists. As I look across New Orleans at the artists and arts organizations and art service organizations, I see a proliferation of good ideas without enough alignment and investment to create necessarily critical mass. So I worry about the underinvestment and the overextension of what is essentially, I think, a fairly fragile arts community, even though it's incredibly robust. One of the things I've been saying in the last couple of weeks is that I want to be willing to be audacious without being arrogant. For me, it's important that people know that I feel a great sense of gratitude for the opportunity to work in New Orleans, that I don't take anything for granted, and I don't assume that the things that I imagine haven't been imagined by others. There is no way that I, as a newcomer to this city, can effect change in isolation. The people here have a will to survive. They have a will to work. They have a will to communicate with each other, to collaborate, to make a contribution. And they have a certain degree of maybe a little bit of negativity around the edges. So I think that's where some of us who are newcomers, even though we will never be New Orleans natives, can work with those that are here to reimagine a future for New Orleans that's as vibrant as its past, that respects the legacy of the community, builds on that, and also brings in fresh energy, fresh innovation, and joins in with the people who live here in the spirit of hope and planning for the future.